Restoring My Soul, Tuesday the 14th of March. Bring charges against your mother. Having concluded his first summary, the prophet Hosea began another summary by saying, "Bring charges against your mother, bring charges, for she is not my wife, nor am I her husband. Let her put away her harlotries from her sight, and her adulteries from between her breasts." We can apply this statement to the house of Israel. Following the split between the house of Israel and the house of Judah, the 10 northern tribes became increasingly unfaithful to the Lord. The Lord likened their unfaithfulness to harlotry. The prophet Jeremiah declared, "Have you seen what backsliding Israel has done? She has gone up on every high mountain and under every green tree, and there played the harlot." On account of Israel's spiritual adultery, the Lord put her away and gave her a certificate of divorce. Significantly, we can also apply this statement to the unclean daughters of Zion during the church age. The church is the bride of Christ. When Jesus Christ addressed the seven lampstand churches, he was sanctifying and cleansing his wife with the washing of the water of the word. This initiative of Christ had a polarizing impact within the seven lampstand churches. We know that there would have been a remnant in each lampstand church who heeded the word of Christ, embraced their participation in the fellowship of his offering and sufferings, and became overcomers within their generation. However, most of the believers in the lampstand churches rejected the word of Christ. They did not recognize the need to be washed by him. They did not turn from their idolatry. Rather, they continued to embrace the various doctrines that were promoted by the synagogue of Satan. In this manner, the daughters of Zion became like unfaithful harlots. The prophet Isaiah said, "The daughters of Zion are haughty and walk with outstretched necks and wanton eyes, walking and mincing as they go, making a jingling with their feet." The references used in today's devotions are Hosea chapter 2 verse 2, Jeremiah chapter 3 verse 6, Jeremiah chapter 3 verse 8, Ephesians chapter 5 verses 25 to 26. Revelation chapter 2 verse 7 and Isaiah chapter 3 verses 16 to 17. For further study, Jeremiah chapter 3.